And
you get to reserve
on.
We're on. Okay. So, okay, I need a roll call for the Marysville Board of Education regular meeting of August 23rd, 2010.
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Here.
Mr. Fraker.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Okay, we're all here. Quickly stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And put up one.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Look at
that. Look, we knocked the first two items off our agenda. All right, next up is Rick Fenton with the presentation of the superintendent evaluation process.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for having me here, carving out some time. I know a lot of things going on in the summer, and to attach a work session to a board meeting in the summer sometimes can be trying, but I appreciate your time to do this. Just to give you a little bit of background about me, I retired 2 years ago after working as a school administrator in 7 different districts over 30 years. The last district where I was superintendent was Worthington. Prior to that, it was North Olmsted. Prior to that, it was Auburn, Maine. I worked as a director of HR, high school principal, high school assistant principal, and so on. So I've been around, worked in a lot of different school districts, and I became involved in this as the result of a call from somebody I know at BASA who was looking for facilitators for this program statewide. And there are about 6 or 7 facilitators in the state right now for this Ohio Superintendent Evaluation System piloting process. I'm working with 3 school districts right now, Marysville being one. There are 21 school districts in the state right now that are undergoing the pilot process. So you are one of those. as I think back on the superintendencies that I held 3 different superintendencies over 16 years, and think about the evaluation systems that I went through as a superintendent, it ranged everywhere from not having anything, nothing, to having a very goal-oriented, objective-oriented, kind of almost a strategic planning flavor to it. So it was all over that continuum. So when I look at this, this is on this end, where it's very focused, provides a lot of focus, a lot of direction, a lot of accountability for the different kinds of things that can and will happen in a school district. And more important than that is it's aligned. It's aligned to the state standards for superintendents. It's aligned to the job description creation and hopeful approval at some point. And it's also aligned to the body of work, as I call it, that exists in every school district. Be that strategic planning, be that continuous improvement planning such as yours, or any other of the mass of effort that's taken place over time, either past, current, or looking at it for the future. The other thing that it allows for is any special project considerations. We all go through these cycles in school districts of having to put levy issues on the ballot or have construction projects or something like that. And because of the nature of the job description, when it's finally developed and in place, it allows for focus on that as well. There's nothing in any of this that precludes the superintendent of your school district to be responsible for everything. Everything. I mean, that's just the way it is. And everything that's in the job description in particular. And hopefully that's encompassing enough that it covers just about anything that is part of the day-to-day operation of the school district. My services are being provided to your school district at no cost to you. No cost to you. It's happening through a grant that was secured by the Ohio Department of Education and BASA, the Buckeye Association of School Administrators. And so any of my assistants, facilitation, coming in, talking with Larry, meeting with any of you, talking with any of you, is at no charge to the school district. I think it's important to point that out because you are a pilot school district. Now, if you were to come on board with this later, quite possibly there could be fees involved from individual facilitators such as myself that might work in school districts in the future. So you're really in a unique position to get something that's on the front burner in place as a school district with virtually no cost other than some time. What I hope to do this evening is take you through a PowerPoint presentation that gives you a sense for the entire program, what it looks like. So I'll go through this rather quickly. I've given you a handout packet that kind of summarizes and takes some pieces and parts of this in another way and gives you some information that I think is very, very important to you. One of the things I want to make very clear is that this is a collaborative effort. The Ohio Department of Education, the Buckeye Association of School Administrators, and, important to you, the Ohio School Boards Association, all support and endorse the implementation of this program in school districts across the state of Ohio. So it's not just coming from one angle, one group, or anything like that. It is a statewide, embraced concept that hopefully will be in place in school districts now and in the future as others come on board down the road. The seed for this system was planted with the passage of Senate Bill 2 in 2004. That legislation basically required the development of standards for the teaching profession, administrators, and professional development. It also required the development of evaluation guidelines for all of those different subgroups of employees. So this work grew from a partnership called the Ohio Leadership Advisory Council that started in 2007 between the Ohio Department of Education and BASA to try to improve leadership in school buildings and in school districts across the state. So the result of this partnership was the creation of the Ohio Leadership Development Framework, which you see up there on the right. And from that Ohio Leadership Development Framework evolved Ohio standards for superintendents. And the reason I show this is because you can see a lot of similarity between that historical work